Hello and welcome to the Security Podcasts from Security Magazine, where we talk about all aspects of security from leadership, security posture, risk management, and much more. Today, we're here with Maureen Rush, Vice President for Public Safety and Superintendent of Police at the University of Pennsylvania. Maureen has served in various security positions throughout her 45 years in law enforcement, including serving as one of the first 100 women police officers in Philadelphia's Street Patrol Unit and overseeing the largest private police department in Pennsylvania. She retired from her extensive career at the end of 2021. Welcome, Maureen.
Thanks, Madeline. It's great to be with you.
How did you get involved in law enforcement, security, and public safety?
Well, I have a very strange story in some ways. I was working at a bank in Center City, and it was an area that was under extensive police protection by the Philadelphia police due to the location, et cetera. But at that time, there were only male officers in the Philadelphia police on street patrol. In other words, walking beats and cars. And I got very interested and then found out there were women, but they didn't work the street, but they were using them. And in this case, I met a rape decoy female officer. I was intrigued by that. And again, didn't even realize that someday there would be men and women on patrol. But I started to apply for the civil service test for the Philadelphia police. And there was a Department of Justice lawsuit placed by several of those women in the juvenile aid division. And they opened up the test for police man to women. And at that point, there was a court order by the Department of Justice that the city was required to hire 100 women and 100 men rookies to be in a two-year pilot program. And that was the beginning in 1976 of my 45 years where we are today.
Can you tell me about your time at UPenn?
My time at UPenn has been fantastic. I was in the Philadelphia police at that point for 18 years. I was about to be promoted to captain. And someone told me about a position as director of victim support and special services. I thought, well, I have no intention of leaving Philadelphia police, but I'll go do some interviews. And after about 13 interviews, which were multi-person interviews, I felt like I knew everything about Penn. And I was excited about Penn, and I took the plunge, and I left municipal law enforcement, came over as director of victim support and special services in 1994, and then we had a rash of crime in West Philadelphia, University City. We made the president at the time, Judith Roden, decided to do a reorg of the Division of Public Safety and Penn Police, and she appointed me chief of police in 1996. We totally revamped the Penn Police Department as we knew it then and what we know as of today into one of the best urban police departments that is a private police department, but works closely with municipal, as in this case, Philadelphia Police. And in 2000, the Vice President for Public Safety, who I reported to at that time, decided to go into another field. I was interim for 7 months, and in 2001, I was appointed Vice President for Public Safety, which brings me to my end of my 27th year come December.
Can you tell me what it takes to be a successful higher education security leader?
I think it takes high emotional intelligence, and it takes flexibility. There's no cookie cutter for any public safety leader in the country. Every university is different. Every environment is different. And it changes. Over these 27 years, we've had to create and recreate the Division of Public Safety as we know it today. We've grown it to 7 departments, not just the police department. And in doing so, we had to be mindful of what the community needed and wanted. So I would say that you need to continually grow and expand and be ready to proactively confront the issues that are across the country for higher education, from safety and security, but also mental health, civil disobedience issues, So it's multifaceted, and it is constantly going to be changing, and you have to change with it.
What are you most proud of in your career path?
I am most proud of the fact, first off, of the journey, both in Philadelphia police. So I'm proud of being one of the first 100 women, opening the doors for women in law enforcement and municipal policing. I am proud, as coming to Penn, I'm proud that I was able to serve in three different positions under two women presidents, which is remarkable. Dr. Amy Gutman is my current president. She's amazing, just like Judith Roden was. And then I'm really proud of the team that we have been able to build here in the Division of Public Safety, of professionals who have passion, integrity, hardworking, and are constantly, as I mentioned earlier, looking for ways to improve the operations of the Division of Public Safety so that we can give the best in-class public safety services to keep people safe, secure, feel welcome. And all of that combined, that's what my team does every day.
As we've heard, you've accomplished a lot throughout your career. Can you give our listeners any advice on avoiding burnout in a security career?
I think in every career, we have to worry about burnout. And, the last couple of years have been really tough on everyone. Policing was even tougher because we were confronting unrest nationally. We had a protest against our police department. We had a small group of people who were called Police Free Penn that wanted to abolish the Penn police. In speaking to our colleagues across the country in university markets, everybody was having that issue. And then COVID came. And so that combination of being exhausted from the first journey and then into the second journey. So I think you have to do a lot of self-care and you have to find ways to have outlets. And the way I do it is through music. So I'm a drummer, singer in a rock and roll band. We're a bunch of old heads and we do classic rock and we have fun and we're not trying to cut any records. We just are having fun. And one's a psychiatrist, the other's a corporate attorney, and another is a professional development person. So we're varied. And that's the other key, I think, that although I love all the people I work with and the people in my industry, I also want to have varied occupations around me so that I can learn other aspects of life.
I have one final question for you. What are your plans for retirement?
Well, I'm going to retire, but I'm the anti-retirement person. I will never retire. So my first leg of the journey in retirement is to, I will be coming back to Penn January 1st, 2020, as the senior advisor to the senior executive vice president of Penn, who is my current boss and friend, Craig Conaroli. I will help Craig with the transition with the national search to fill my current position, vice president for public safety. And then there's going to be a lot of other issues that will be happening around Penn. Our president, Amy Gutman, has been tapped by President Biden to be the ambassador to Germany. So once the Senate confirms her, she will be on her way to Germany. But if at the end of June of 22 was her original date to step down. So we'll be onboarding a new president. And there's going to be a lot of change at Penn. So 22 will be about change and will be kind of learning a whole new rhythm of work life for me. Additionally, I have a consulting practice called the Rush Group LLC. And I do expert testimony, but I also do advising to presidents of universities on different aspects, emergency communication, crisis communication, and hiring practices. So I expect that as I've done my whole 45-year career, I don't like to cookie cutter myself into what's the next step, but really be open to what the universe brings. And the universe has never failed me yet. So I believe in the universe of the future for where I'm going to be and how I can be useful in the world.
That's all the time that we have for today. Thanks so much for joining us, Maureen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Security Podcasts. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or listen to our podcast directly from our site, www.securitymagazine.com. And don't forget to rate and review the Security Podcasts as well. Thanks for listening.